Well, it was generally larger, you know. But we didn't have too much of it.
And what do you mean, shocked peanuts?
That's what, when they put them on those, like I was saying, put around that pole. And just stuck them in there, and you see that the rain would go off, you know, and they'd dry. And they'd just cure up in there that way, the hay. You could use the hay, you see, to feed. Mm-hmm. And the peanuts for different kinds of feed. And to use yourself, too.
Uh-huh.
Peanut candy and such like.
Uh-huh. When you cut hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you'd call that the...
Oh, yeah, we had some cut twice out here. Just a second cutting, I think. That's all I know we call it.
And if you wanted to break the...
I've got to go in the kitchen again.
Where would you turn the animals out to graze?
On pasture.
Mm-hmm. And a big farm where they had a lot of milk cows and they'd sell the milk and butter. You'd call that a...
Oh, you mean dairy?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides a big farm like that?
No, I can't think of. I might have. I mean, mm-hmm. But I can't think of anything else. Just the
which
dairy.
Y'all used to keep potatoes and turnips during the winter?
Well, you could keep them in a cellar, you know, dig down. Mm-hmm. And then we have put potatoes, and lots of people did.